Harper Audio presents The Burning Sky by Sherry Thomas, performed by Philip Batley. Just before the start of summer half, in April 1883, a very minor event took place at Eton College, that venerable and illustrious English public school for boys. A 16-year-old pupil, named Archer Fairfax, returned from a 3-month absence, caused by a fractured femur, to resume his education. Almost every word in the preceding sentence is false. Archer Fairfax had not suffered a broken limb. He had never before set foot in Eton. His name was not Archer Fairfax. And he was not, in fact, even a he. This is the story of a girl who fooled 1,000 boys, a boy who fooled an entire country, a partnership that would change the fate of realms, and a power to challenge the greatest tyrant the world had ever known. Expect magic. Chapter 1. Fire was easy. In fact, there was nothing easier. They said that when an elemental mage called forth flame, she stole a little from every fire in the world. That would make Iolanthe Seaborne quite the thief, gathering millions of sparks into one great combustion. That flame she sculpted into a perfect sphere 10 feet across, suspended above the rushing currents of the River Woe.